Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from the book of Joshua. I'm doing a Bible reading plan this year, which is going much faster than I normally would. I've been able to keep up so far, but again, we're only about a quarter of the way through the year. So talk to me again in the summer. But for now, they've got us in the book of Joshua. And we've just been through an extensive section where God, through his word, through the writer of the book of Joshua, probably Joshua, is telling the people where all of their portions of the promised land will be. Where will all of the 12 tribes be spread out now that they have conquered and moved into the promised land? And it gives all the details about here's where the northern boundary, and here's what these cities are, and here's the clan within the tribe who will be where. And it's a long section, but then it takes us to Joshua 21, and this is 43 through 45, which say this: "Thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give to their fathers. And they took possession of it, and they settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Not one of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass." This is a good big picture of God's character verse in the middle of a lot of details about how this country was going to be run and how they were going to be founded now that they had moved into the promised land. This is a for everyone, for all time reminder that God keeps his good promises. He is a promise keeper. And this is good for us. This is good news for present day Christian believers because there are promises all over the Word of God for us. Now, there are promises in God's Word that are not for us. You know, I don't want to take down anybody's life verse, but it's important when we're coming to Scripture and looking for God's promises to us, we make sure that they are written to God's people, not to a specific person or a specific people at a specific time. But there are plenty of general promises from God to his people that we can hold on to and rest in today. I could go for hours. I'm going to pick a few that I like and that are helpful for me. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal." Matthew 11, 28 through 30, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Philippians 4, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Romans 8, 28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." 1 John 1, 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Philippians 1, 6, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." And finally, 1 John 5, 13, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life." God kept his promises to his Old Testament people in spite of the fact that they were constantly trying to get him to change his mind. They were constantly letting him down, constantly not holding up their end of the bargain. And now, in triumph, we sort of have the happy ending where they're moving into the promised land. God has kept his promises, every one that he has made. And he knows, as well as we know now as readers today, that Israel will let him down again and again and again and again and again, moving into the future. But God still keeps his promises. He kept them to them at that point. He keeps them to today. So are God's promises reliant upon our performance from day to day, from week to week, from year to year? No. Nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Like it says in Philippians 1, that he who began a good work will be faithful to complete it. We are going to let him down. We are going to be up and down with our faith. But God will finish the work that he started in us. Back to Romans 8. Those whom he pre-knew, he called. Those whom he called, he justified. Those whom he justified, he glorified. God will finish the work. We can rest in God's promises that he will be close to the brokenhearted. And it will not be dependent upon how we are doing week in and week out. We truly have a good, good Father. I did this last week. Maybe this will be a thing I do. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Our God is a promise-keeping God. And there is a promise in the Word of God for whatever situation we may find ourselves in. When we are up, when we are down, when we are fearful, when we are angry, when we are discouraged, God is close to us. And he invites us to seek him in his word, to call out to him, and to know that he can bring us peace if we will trust in him. God, we thank you that you are a promise-giving and a promise-keeping God. Help us to trust in them. Help us to build our lives on them so that when the winds and the rain come, our life will hold firm on the rock. This is who you are. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.